Hello?
Hi, Robert. It's Nadine Medina with Local Slash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. So how was your vacation? Did you get a lot of rest?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I know yesterday, you still needed that extra day, you know, after coming back from vacation.
Because it's long vacation.
Yeah, most definitely. So I did want to check in with you, you know, regarding the local only package that we had discussed at the $149 a month, to see if this was something that, you know, you were interested in moving forward with.
Yeah, I think yes. I'm going to try.
Okay. So,
you said that if I have to cancel or do anything, it's not a cancellation fee.
No cancellation fee, Robert. So the way that it works, right, it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Now, let's say you decide you want to discontinue services, right? All we ask, Robert, is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? That's all we ask. You just call us 3 business days before your next billing and just say, you know, I need to cancel, and that's it, okay? Now, do keep in mind that the local only package, Robert, it is going to get you found in your zip code, and it's going to target a 20-mile radius, okay? Now, 20 miles, and I know that you and I had talked about that you cover 50 miles. So
Yes. If
you wanted to cover the 50-mile radius, there is a way that we can do it by running Facebook ads, okay? Do you happen to use Facebook? Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes, I have the personal one. But I was thinking to open a new page or something.
Okay. Well, here's an option for you, Robert. Okay. So we have, it's our Platinum package.
Mm-hmm.
The Platinum package includes everything in the local package, but it also includes where we will create you a business Facebook page, okay, for your business. Now, the way that we create it, Robert, is it has to be created through your personal one so you can still have access to it. Now, on that Facebook page, we're going to run Facebook ads, okay? The Facebook ads are going to help you reach a larger clientele base. If someone is on Facebook searching for your services, they're going to see your ad pop up on their desktop and on their mobile device. Now, the Facebook ads, we can run them to target 50 miles. We could target by location, by interest, or someone by income level. A lot of our clients have seen great results, Robert, and when they click on your ad, they are calling you directly, okay? If you go with that Platinum package that includes the Facebook ads too, okay, then you would be looking at $249 a month.
It's too much.
So, yeah, it's more money, but keep in mind, you know, even if it's something you don't do now, Robert, you could start with a local-only package. It's still going to cover, you know, that 20-mile radius, right? And then later on, if you want to add the Facebook ads, you could do that at any time. But we will still create you the business Facebook page with the local-only package. We'll still create it for you, okay? It doesn't cost you more, okay?
Yeah, I can try for now.
Exactly. Yes. I would recommend try this one now, right? And then once you start generating more business, you know, more revenue, then you can always upgrade to the other package, right? You could do that at any time. It doesn't cost you anything. But in the meantime, we're still going to go ahead and build you, you know, we're still going to build you the Facebook business page, okay? So this way you have that, okay?
So you're going to build on my Facebook or my Facebook?
Yeah, it's the way that business pages on Facebook are created, you have to have a personal Facebook page. Even if you try to create it on your own, you have to create it through your personal Facebook, okay? Because
okay.
they're linked. No one is going to see your personal Facebook. Okay, I promise. No one will be connected to your personal Facebook. It's just so that way you can still have access. Yes, that's how it has to be set up. Okay? And then, so I have, okay, the best email address for you is the robertgega14@gmail.com, right? That's the best. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Robert, while we are on the phone, okay, I will be sending you two emails. My apologies. I'm going to send you two emails. The first email that I'm sending you is going to be labeled Google Advertising in the subject. And it's going to have the pricing of $149 a month, which is month to month for the local only package. It shows
it's
you everything.
Auto-pay?
Yes, yes. It is a recurring payment, okay? And I'll go over that with you when we go over the billing. Before we process your payment, I do a voice verification too for your protection, okay? Now, as I'm looking here, okay, I'm also going to put an example of a website because I know you have the Google My Business website. But I believe we talked about creating you a new one, correct? For your business? Okay. Okay,
so
perfect.
It'll
be included.
I was thinking if you can help me to pick a name. Because right now I'm using my last name, but I want something good.
Yeah. In fact, the technician can go over that with you. You know, just to kind of give you some options as far as the website, you know, the company name, we want to make sure that we're listing you properly, right? I think right now, how are you listing the company? I noticed in one spot it just says Handyman, Giga Handyman Services, which I think's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, but I want to add maybe something like home remodeling or something. I'm not sure because it's better for the customers to see like what he's doing, you know?
Right. So are you thinking, I see what you're saying. Because right now it says Giga Handyman Services, but I'm going to tell you, Robert, the way people are going to find you is by your keywords, right? And your keyword phrases. It's not so much what your company name says. There's a lot of businesses out there that it's a handyman business, but they focus primarily on remodels, right? Painting, electrical.
Yeah.
So those are keywords that we'll use to get you found. Okay. So no worries about that. But anytime that you need to make changes, you know, you just let us know so that we can update it. Okay. So the first email I just sent over to you, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay, it's going to show you that the price, as I told you, is a discounted rate of $149 a month. Okay? And then the second email that I'm sending is going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay? So with our program, you're going to be able to track all of your results. See the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, as well as how many phone calls you receive from new customers, okay? So we want you to track those results as well. And then now the number that we're speaking on, Robert, you can get text messages on this number, right, that we're speaking on? Okay.
Yes.
So I am going to send you right now three text messages. Although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, Robert, I always like to give you my contact information just so you have it. And it's also at the bottom of the emails. So the first text you're going to receive is my contact info, Nadine Medina, with my 877 number and my extension. The second text, that I am sending to you, Robert, it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? So anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. And we are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So for you, Robert, your time would be 10 to 7 o'clock, okay? I believe you're 3 hours ahead. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to send you a third text. And please let me know, Robert, when you receive these text messages. I want to make sure you got them.
Yes, I have a whole
beautiful. Beautiful. Now, the third text that you received, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video that is about, I'm going to say 6 minutes long, okay? Now, what that video does is it gives you a demonstration on how you're going to go in and log in to see your report, okay? It's really simple, nothing too complicated, but Robert, I do want you to get familiar with it, okay? So make sure you get, you watch that video. Now, for the account purpose, your first name, you spell it R-O-B-E-R-T. Is that correct, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Gega, right? G-E-G-A, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, you did good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just what I don't like when I mispronounce names. It drives me crazy. Okay,
yeah,
now, the number that I do see listed for clients to contact you on, as well as where we would contact you regarding your account, is the 813-895-8128. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's the number? Okay. And currently, the company name reads as Gega, in all capitals, Handyman Services. Is that how you want to keep it for now?
Yes. So you think when the people start on Google, it's better to have handyman first or like?
The way I'm going to tell you, you know, before people think that the company name is going to affect how you're being found on Google, right? But that's not the way it works. The way that they're going to find you on Google is because when we are listing your company, the content that we create, right, the keywords that we list you to be found for is how they're going to find you. So in your client interview that will be conducted with one of our technicians, they are going to talk to you, okay, about the keywords, about your keyword phrases, okay, everything that is basically going to, they're going to talk to you about everything that, like all the keywords that, you know, you want to be found for, right? Let's say you want to be found for remodeling, you want to be found for flooring, let's just say, right? And then let's say in a couple of months you decide, you know what, I have a lot of remodeling work, now I want to start taking on some of this work, right?
Because
you could change it at any
like,
time.
But you can do more than one thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
I do like almost everything, you know, painting,
plumbing,
electrician.
Multiple. We can list you for multiple keywords, many keywords.
Yeah, tiles, landscaping. So landscaping is like for the design. I like the edges and the rocks and stuff. And I like to cut the grass like one long.
Okay. Okay.
But, yeah, I can do, like, everything. So, when they call me, they can, it's not like they can select just one thing, you know?
Correct. So, we list you for multiple keywords, right? As long as they pertain to the services that you're providing, that is not a problem, okay?
Okay.
Now, I do see, and I'm just double checking with you, I noticed, okay, perfect, your address does not show on your Google profile. Good job. Okay. Now, let's see here. Now, for the billing, Robert, okay, for the payment that you're making today of $149, the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name.
Okay.
It's in a, in my personal.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
My, on my card, it's Robert Gega.
Okay. Just Robert Gega?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the billing address for that card?
So it's 11103 Golden Silence Drive, Riverview, Florida 33579.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
So I can use... can I use a credit card?
Yes, you can use credit or debit, whichever you, whichever card you want to use.
I can use a Visa credit card. MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. And you said it only has your name as Robert Gega on there, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready, Robert?
Yeah, 5178305052386.
Okay. 5178305052386, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And when does it expire, the month and the year?
0126.
Okay. And what is the CVV code on the back?
381.
381. Okay. So before I process your payment, Robert, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. And it is for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Okay. Now what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And as I mentioned, an added form of protection for you as well. So as I'm walking you through it, Robert, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I will review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure, Robert, before we process your payment, that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Okay.
So, Robert, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Gega Handyman Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Gega.
And what is your title, Robert? Are you the owner, the president of the company? What title do you hold?
Owner.
Are you authorized, Robert, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And, Robert, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do keep in mind, Robert, you might get a call from another company that is not related to Local Splash trying to sell you another product. Okay? We will never call you for more money. So just be aware. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
I don't understand this.
Let me explain. I always explain this one. No problem. So what this means, Robert, is we are not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, please give us a call and let us know so that we can take a look and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay, that's what that means.
Okay. So I have to answer no?
So I'm going to repeat it back for you, and then you can answer. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
So in this case, the answer would be yes, because what you're saying is that before you do additional marketing, that you would call us and let us know. So to give you an example,
okay.
Yeah, so all we're saying,
it's
kind of confusing.
It's okay, I can say yes.
Okay, and when you say yes, it's because you're saying, I will call Local Splash before I do more marketing online, because we want to make sure, let's say you were going to sign up with Yelp, right?
Yeah.
If you called us and told us, hey, I'm going to be signing up with Yelp, just wanted you to know, we would tell you, don't pay for that service, Robert. We're already listing you on Yelp, so it saves you money.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you understand? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 6th, 2022. In the non-refundable amount of $149. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your payment will automatically renew on August 6th, 2022 in the discounted amount of $149.
Okay.
So this is a recurring payment, okay? When the term's completed, then your agreement automatically renews each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $149. Now, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you in the text, 877-635-6225. And then you will press number 8, okay? So to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? So call at least 3 business days to suspend or cancel. This is after you've completed your 2 months, okay? Then you can do that at any time. Now, Robert, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I've updated the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. You will be receiving an email and also a text message with your receipt. Okay. The next thing I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. So what we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour, Robert, and we're going to set up a client interview at a time that's convenient for you. The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but one of our technicians is going to go over everything with you, the website, your keywords. They're going to talk to you way more in detail. And that can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Now, I do have some times available for today. Let me know what works for you. I actually have the following times that we're looking at right now. Let me see here. I actually have 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Today, which time works best for you?
Because I'm working on this time, but it's another day.
We can also look at tomorrow. I want to schedule the client interview as quickly as possible. So if today doesn't work for you between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7, okay, what about tomorrow? How does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have available? I have appointments as early. The earliest appointment I have is 10 to 11.
We can do that tomorrow.
You want to do that, 10 to 11?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to receive an email with your calendar invite. They're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay, Robert? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, an hour before your client interview, they're also going to send you a reminder letting you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? And then I do want to go over a couple of notes with you. They're just basic notes so that the technician knows where to start from. So in your services that we're listing you for, I mean, handyman's obvious, but what in particular do you want me to notate? I know you talked about painting, flooring as well.
Yes.
Just remodeling.
The flooring, tiles. Because
tile floors? Okay.
Yeah.
Tile flooring, and then what else do you want me to notate on here?
So electrician, plumbing, tiles, painting, landscaping.
Uh-huh.
Remodeling. It's
remodeling, okay.
Yeah.
And this is all for residential only, or do you want to target commercial too?
So you can do both because I'm on process for my son's documents.
Nice. Very nice. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have a company logo, or would you like us to make one for you? It doesn't cost you more.
Yeah, I don't have one, so if you have me up.
So let's try to make you one and see. Yeah, I'll notate it for them to make one for you, and then you can let us know if you like it, or, you know, if you don't, we'll figure it out from there, okay? And then let's see here. Now, when it comes to your method of contact, you know, how do you prefer for them to contact you? Phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text, all three, what do you prefer?
All.
Okay. You don't want to miss anything. I don't blame you.
I want to work for now. We need some money.
Absolutely. You know the Google My Business website? Did you purchase that URL? Did you buy it?
No, I did buy myself.
No? Okay. But the URL, did you purchase it? Do you have one that is yours?
I have one, but it's not like good. It's just I open really fast one day.
Okay.
I had some time, and just I opened, like, easy. I didn't do
anything. Where did you purchase it from?
From Google.
Like GoDaddy?
Or
from Google site? Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. So let me notate that on there. And you do have pictures of some of the work that you've done, right, Robert?
Yeah, I have more pictures on, how you call it, on map, when you search on map. Google Maps.
Oh, okay.
I have more pictures there because I try to put some on a Google, but it's too hard.
No worries. Okay, perfect. We'll help you. We got this. Okay.
I have a pictures and stuff, so if we need it.
Now, your Facebook page, right? Your personal Facebook, is it under just Robert Gega?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what your profile picture is on there? I was trying to see if I come across it. You spell, but you're spelling Gega on there as G-E-G-A, right? Because I saw someone spell Gega with a J at the end. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
But right now I have a picture of me and my wife. She has a red shirt. I have a white shirt.
I thought that was you. Tampa, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, is that your little girl?
Yeah.
How cute. Oh, what a beautiful family you have. Okay, perfect. All right. So this way, I want to make sure that it was the right Robert. I know there was quite a few coming up Must be a popular name, right?
My last name in Albania, it's, we have like a gas station, we have
No way! Really?
So many stuff in Albania.
Oh, wow.
So here, I don't
Very
think
nice. Wow, okay. And then I know you said you're in the process with getting that. And then, Robert, what are your hours of operation? Like, what do you want to be listed for?
So I work normally because I have another job right now. I work for the hotel, too.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you are busy.
I'm chief engineer. We have 20 hotels here in Florida. And I work with them too. But you can do like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
8 to 10?
Because, yeah, I can manage them.
Okay.
The time,
is that, now is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
So you can do Monday to Saturday.
Okay, 8 to 10. All right. And what forms of payments do you accept, Robert, when it comes to your clients paying you? Do you do cash? Do you do check?
I do cash, check, online payment, like a Venmo, Cash App, and I pay credit cards.
Okay, too. Awesome. Beautiful.
And we are here.
Okay.
We are here. Can I ask you, like, because right
yeah.
now I'm working with a Square app.
That's a good app.
It's good app, but they charge too much.
They do. You know, Robert, I'll tell you, when I owned a catering business, this was, gosh, like, I would say 10 years ago, my husband and I started a catering business before he got sick with cancer. It's okay, thank you. He's in remission now. He's doing good, you know, but I had to let the business go. It was really it was a part-time thing for us. We did on the weekends, and I mean, we were making money. But I had to worry more about his health, you know. And our kids were still too young to take over the business. But when I used Square, what I liked about it, Robert, is because for my taxes, it made it so much easier, right? But what I would do is when a client would pay me, I would tell them, if you're going to pay with credit card, I have to add the processing fee. And I would add the 4% processing fee.
Yeah.
You know, that's an option for you, you know. Mm-hmm. Square's always been one of my favorites. But have you ever looked into like a business PayPal account?
Yeah, I have that too.
You do?
I never use. Yeah, I have the app, but I never use with a customer. I use just for myself.
Okay.
Like a personal one.
Yeah, I know a lot of businesses that use PayPal, and it's a business PayPal account that they have, and what they do is it's almost like having, I mean, there is processing fees on there. I would check it out. You know, just to see what the cost would be. But if you had a business PayPal account, we can integrate it into the website to where your clients can actually go on the website and make the payments from there. And it would be integrated to your business PayPal account. So take a look into it and see. I don't know what the fees would be right now for that, but it is something for you to look into. Okay.
Okay, yeah, because I have to call them for my personal account for some stuff, and I'm going to ask them.
Yeah, take a look. Just call them and see what you would be looking at, you know?
Yeah, because I'm using Square, and I'm sending, like, invoice and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
For the people from there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm keeping that.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Square is because you're able to keep your invoices. You know, and it's an easier way for you to keep track of everything. But, I mean, it's something to look into. Now, Robert, we do give you an option, okay? It's up to you. But we have a way where we can add, it's called a tracking number, okay? Now, the tracking number, what it does is instead of them seeing your physical phone number that they're seeing now, they would see another number. It's what we call a tracking number. And when they would call that number, it'll automatically ring to your phone. But the benefit of having a tracking number, okay, is one, it comes with an app that you can download on your phone, and you can see your calls that you're receiving and your messages. Two, it helps you from preventing from getting any spam calls. We're able to block those calls, okay?
Oh, okay.
It is an option. Do you think you would prefer to have a tracking number, or do you want to keep it as your phone number still showing there? Up to you.
Sometimes I like to keep it because for the
okay.
people to know it's my number.
Because they have already...
Know.
Yes, because there are some of them are already familiar with you, right? So they're going to recognize
yeah.
you more. Okay, so then we're going to yeah. keep it just as it is. All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert. Now, if you take a look at your text messages or in your email, we sent it to both. I need you to look for the one that says initial invoice. Okay, it'll start off by saying, "Dear Robert Gega, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Both my emails.
Yeah. I know you got quite a few. It would be the one that comes after the welcome email.
Wait, this one? Dear Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, yes, that one. Okay, so it reads as, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email," right? And then... do you see where it says in that email, "Please click here to accept
yes.
your subscription terms"? Okay. So you're going to click on that where it says click
yes.
here. Now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to go on that same page. Do me a favor. Scroll all the way down to the very bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's sign.
Okay. You see where it says to sign, right? Don't sign yet. Right
mm-hmm.
above the signature, okay, there is a little box to the left, and right next to it, it says, "I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct," right?
Yes.
So what you're saying by clicking in that box, you're saying, "Yes, it is my name on the card that I provided." So you'll click in that little box, okay?
Okay.
And then what you're going to do is where it's asking for you to type your name, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads, just Robert space Gega. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you're
mm-hmm.
going to click on confirm signature, okay? When you do that, let me know. The next thing you should see, Robert, is it's asking you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
So I have to confirm first?
Yes. Okay, so when you clicked on the little box that says I certify, right?
Mm-hmm. I did that.
And then you typed your name in the signature box, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And then you'll click confirm signature. That's right underneath of that. Do you see that there?
Yes.
Okay. Click on that. And
okay.
then what you should see, the next thing, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password, right?
Now I have to...
No, you don't need to put a username or password yet, but I wanted you to see it. Do you see it? Are you
okay.
on that page? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. Beautiful. So I wanted to explain this. Okay, this is why I sent you that video.
Mm-hmm.
This page is where we are going to provide you. We don't have it yet because the technician needs to create it, but we're
mm-hmm.
going to provide you a username and a password. This is where you would log in to see your reports, to track your results with our program. So this is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to teach you about how you go in here and log in and how you read your reports, okay? So the last two things I want to go over with you is the timeline. Now, as we are conducting each step and things are being processed, we're going to be sending you notifications, notifying you of the steps that we're taking and processing. Okay, we want to keep you aware of what's going on. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have the Facebook page created. We're going to have you listed within all the directories. And we're also going to send you your login credentials. We're going to send you this link, a username, and a password. Okay, so you can start tracking your results. The password, you can update it to one of your choice, Robert, because we're just going to generate one for you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website is going to be completed, and we are going to send it to you so that you can review it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay? We want to make sure you're happy with it before we publish it. Yes. Now, this is what's stated in our terms and conditions. Okay? Typically, it can take between 30 to 45 days for you to be on the first page of Google, okay, typically. Mm-hmm. We like to under-promise, Robert, and over-deliver. I have seen it where it has happened sooner. So, when you have your client interview, the technician is going to explain this. You need to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google. Okay, so we can optimize it and maintain it on the first page. So in your case, it could happen a lot sooner, right? Because you're not waiting for the PIN code. You've already done that first step. So it could happen sooner for you, okay? And we'll send you notifications, as I mentioned, letting you know as these things when you're live in the directories, when your website completed, when you're live on the first page. So we're going to keep you aware of what's going on, okay? And don't forget, tomorrow they're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock from an 877 number. So make sure you answer all calls within that hour. And they'll send you a reminder an hour before. Okay? Just to remind you that it's coming up. I want to be the first, Robert, to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I want to thank you so much, Robert, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. And
you were so welcome. I'm glad. I'm glad. So, again, Robert, you have a very blessed day and many blessings to you and your family. Okay?
You
are so welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.